Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well. How are you?
Lovely. Yeah, good. Beautiful day.
Not too bad at all. All right. Let's talk some umpiring. First of which, how's everything going in the umpiring world?
Look, it's been a big start to the year. We're certainly, the Bendigo umpires, we're as happy as every footy league out there that that football's back and we're back on the field. I know people always say we don't have a game without umpires, but as I've always said, we don't have a game without football, and last year was proof of that.
True. Very, very true. I like the way that that's been turned around because, you know, without umpires in AFL or soccer or whatever, you're right, exactly right. You don't have a game. So recently, of course, you had some AFL umpires come back to the club because they were originally from Bendigo. What were they doing in relation to training the field umpires, the goal umpires, the boundary umpires, and what did your umpiring fraternity take out of it?
Yeah, so it was really great. We had John Howarth, who's field umpire, and Tim Lagoon, who's boundary umpire. They did come through the ranks as young teenagers through Bendigo and have gone off to VFL and now made it to the AFL. And so they came back to teach us some of the training things that they do and catch us up. But for the young kids who it might be their first or second year umpiring, they've learnt that there is actually a pathway to the AFL. Now, if you think about it, there's about 1,000 players that play AFL, be it AFL or AFLW. But when it comes to umpires, there's only 30 that make the top squad at the AFL. So you want to be the best in the country, you've got to make the top 30 field umpires, top 30 boundary umpires. So you're 1 in 30 when you make it there. So you're pretty good, and we're pretty happy to always have them back. So the young ones get pretty awe-inspired to have them in the space. And we love having them home because we basically watch them grow up as well. So they teach us what's going on down there. When they teach us some of the drills and training that they do, and then go into, you know, how many kilometres they run and what they do and what their training is through the week. And so then our kids learn they've actually got it pretty good.
Well, I have seen your training on a Tuesday night, and I was tired sitting from the sidelines just watching the run through. So, look, fair play to them. Now, are you looking for some new umpires, or are numbers
absolutely
okay? Or
look, numbers are okay, but you've never got enough. You can never have enough. So, to give you some idea, on a Saturday we're on 18 grounds every Saturday in the men's football. That's 54 games that we're umpiring, and so we're in at 18 different locations spread across the region. And if you think about that, that's 174 field umpires we need every weekend.
Wow.
Because we also do the junior football, which is 33 games of juniors and women's on a Sunday. So, you know, that's a lot of games on a lot of grounds that we're trying to cover. We've currently got 100 field umpires, and we need 174 to cover every game for us to only do one game. So most of our umpires, like myself, we'll do a senior game on a Saturday, and then we'll back up and do one or two junior games on a Sunday as well. So
we do as
much as we can. If you think, put that into kilometres, in a senior game we're running between 10, 12 or 14 Ks. And then on a junior game, somewhere between 4 and 8 kilometres, depending on the grade of the game that you're doing.
Well, you need to be super fit for it, but at least have some sort of fitness. And I do know the training, as I mentioned there, I've been, to your location to have a look at what goes on there. So if anyone is interested in becoming an umpire, you mentioned there that it is not too late to start learning. What nights do you train, and what kind of fitness level or expertise does a person need?
Yeah, so you can come with zero experience and very little fitness. When I started, I've been doing it for 12 years now, but when I started, I couldn't even run a lap. So you get your fitness doing the training, and then you get match fitness by doing the matches. So you can come with no experience and no idea what you're doing and no fitness level, and we get you going. So, we have varying fitness levels across, because you can do a junior game and not need to be able to run the fitness of a senior football game. So we allow for all of that in our training. So capabilities are ranging. Our umpires range from 14 to 65. So there's no stopping you from any age group to get involved. And so we train at Waroona Oval on a Tuesday and a Thursday from 5:30 p.m. And so that's Tuesday night's predominantly our running night, because that's what we do. And then Thursday night we do running and coaching. For the goal umpires, they don't have to run. They do a walk
that's
a couple of laps around the oval to warm up. And then they go down to the goals and they do the training, because their important part is short trigger movement to get under the flight of the ball and to get onto that line when they need to. So they're always doing the running between the goalposts and doing that triggering. And so they spend all their time down there by the post.
Well, there you go. There's some opportunities, and I couldn't have said it better myself, to be honest, Paula. You sold it very well. So if anyone is listening this afternoon, maybe in their cars, watching some local sport that is still around, maybe get in touch with the Bendigo Umpires Association. How can they do that?
Yeah, so we are on Facebook under Bendigo Umpires Association. We have email and phone. Our webpage has all our contact details. We have coaching videos on YouTube you can check out. But just go to any ground, you will find us from Sea Lake to Gisborne.
Paula, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View.
Thank you.